Calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices. This is Jeff on a recorded line. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm reaching out from Family First Care, and I have a patient's representative on the line, and we were looking to speak with our service coordinator.
Okay, what's the patient's date of birth?
It's 12/11/1927.
And the name?
The first name is Maureen, last name is Anthony.
Gotcha. And their address and phone number?
Do you want to provide that, Cynthia?
Sure, I could do that. Excuse me, it's 358. Okay, the name of the road is Bloody, B-L-O-O-D-Y, Spring Road.
City, state, and zip?
Burnville, B-E-R-N-V-I-L-L-E, 19506.
And the phone number?
Okay, 610-488-1466.
Okay.
My name will not be brought up, will it?
Pardon me?
Will my name be kept out of this?
Well, I mean, you're on the recording now, but I mean, we can just have a call with the provider here.
What do you mean, the provider?
We're just, either way, until we get in contact with the service coordinator, your information won't be told to anybody.
My name cannot be brought up.
Okay.
Because my brother-in-law threatened to kill me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's a bad, bad situation. He's a drug dealer. He's on house arrest. And he's there. It's bad.
So if anyone calls UPMC asking if Cynthia called, you cannot reveal any information, basically.
No, this has to be 100% confidential.
Okay. The service coordinator is Catherine Rex.
And who's she with?
She's Maureen's service coordinator at UPMC.
Okay, Cynthia, I don't have you on the record as an authorized personal representative, so I can't disclose any information to you. I can request the service coordinator to call the provider here.
Okay.
To call who?
Us. And then once we get the service coordinator on the line, we can resolve it with you.
Right. So why don't you drop off the line, Cynthia, and I'll just finish the call with her.
Okay, and Cynthia.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Please.
Uh-huh. We'll be in touch with you once we get a hold of the service coordinator.
Okay. Just please do not mention my name.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
I enjoy living, and I like my house. And the reason I say this is he's threatened me so many times. I work, and I only work like 4 hours a day. I went to work one morning. I breed dogs. Healthy dogs, no problem, came home, one's dead. The next day I wake up and I have a flat tire.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and someone has, yeah.
Go ahead and drop off and we'll just keep you out of this, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You too. I'll try. Bye.
Okay.
Okay. So what's your name again?
Yeah, so my name is Dina, D-I-N-A. And last initials A is an Adam.
Okay, and the agency again?
It's Family First Care, LLC.
That sounds like an interesting family
dynamic
over there, huh? And
to
your
say
contact
the least.
Number?
267-551-7429.
267-551-7429?
Yeah.
Okay. And the NPI or tax ID number?
The tax ID is 822-843-555.
The person she's talking about, is that the member?
No, that's
okay.
It's the member's brother. Yeah.
You never know how family dynamics go in this kind of situation.
Uh-huh. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. We had a situation in our family with my mom, too, so.
Yeah.
Like the caregiver said during that time, she says there's one in every family.
She's not wrong.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me... And is she the sister?
She's the patient's daughter. The patient has a couple children, and they're basically abusing each other, to say the least.
So it's her uncle that's threatening her then?
It's her sister. The patient, Cynthia's sister, the patient's son.
Oh, geez. All right. Let me see here. I'm just looking. Catherine is still assisting another member. So I will send a message over to her and ask her to give you a call. What can I say the reason for the call is?
You can say the reason is, technically it's really regarding an agency transfer.
To you?
To us, yes.
So you need an authorization?
Yes, we do need an authorization. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, I'll send the message over now. They're allowed up to 48 hours for a call back on a message, but the message is going now. I can give you her email address if you would like, if that would
yes,
be
please.
Any use.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, she definitely sounded scared.
Yeah.
Okay, email address is rexk, so it's R-E-X-K. That's an easy one. At upmc.edu. And again, her name is Catherine with a K, Rex.
Catherine Rex. Okay.
And
all right.
I will send this message right over. And like I say, they're allowed the 48 hours, but... all right, Dina, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
All right. Well, then, thank you for calling UPMC. You have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.